Newly released Boston police footage of a controversial police action in the South End last year shows officers telling dozens of people on the street that they're not free to leave unless they submit to ID and warrant checks. In other cases, body camera videos show people on public sidewalks being told they're trespassing and need to identify themselves to continue on their ways. The American Civil Liberties Union and five other independent attorneys WBUR spoke to say these appear to be illegal police stops, stops that violated people's constitutional rights. WBUR's Allie Jarmanning joins us now to tell us more. Hi, Allie.
Hello.
So tell us where these videos come from.
These videos are from Operation Clean Sweep back in August 2019, and that operation targeted the area near Melnia Cass Boulevard and Mass Ave, where there are many shelters and where Boston Medical Center is. It's where many people suffering from substance abuse disorders and homelessness spend time. Operation Clean Sweep was a two-day operation that came hours after a corrections officer was beaten on his way into work at the nearby South Bay House of Correction on August 1st. The operation launched hours later. 34 people were arrested over the 2 days. Most, 18 people, were arrested for having active warrants, for not showing up to court, or committing some other kind of crime in the past. The ACLU of Massachusetts requested these records from Boston Police and then filed a public records lawsuit, and the ACLU shared the footage with WBUR.
So tell us more about what the footage, what the videos show.
So the videos appear to show basically how officers figured out how many of these people had active warrants. In one recording, cops roll up to Atkinson Street and told everyone in the area to stay where they are. An officer uses a bullhorn to tell people they could not leave. More videos show dozens of people lined up along the side of the Southampton Street shelter. Some people stand in front of a cruiser waiting to provide their ID so their names can be run through the warrant check system. The officer in charge of the operation, Captain John Danilicki, tells people crowded along the sidewalk that they can leave if they offer up their IDs. In videos from night two, officers stopped people walking down public sidewalks. The exchange was captured on the officer's body camera footage.
You're not free to leave yet. You're not free to leave yet. We gotta. So if you got an ID.
What are we being stopped for?
So this is now closed, right? So the shelter, like the services are now closed. They ended at 7. So anyone.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. So now anyone here is trespassing at this point. So we're just trying to figure out who everyone is.
The men were allowed to leave after getting their IDs run.
Allie, what do the attorneys you spoke to say about what's shown in the videos?
I spoke to 6 legal experts, defense attorneys, civil rights lawyers, and constitutional law professors to get their take on the stops. Across the board, they said these appear to be illegal stops. And what makes a stop legal or not hinges on what's known as reasonable suspicion. Ruth Berkwin is a senior attorney with the ACLU and explains it like this.
Police have to have a reasonable and individualized suspicion that the person they're stopping has either committed a crime or is about to commit a crime. And there was none of that here. They simply decided to encapture all the people in a full block on a street in the city of Boston.
I also spoke to Tracy Macklin. He's a constitutional law and criminal procedure professor at Boston University. He says individuals can give their IDs voluntarily if a police officer asks. But if people aren't doing anything wrong and are told by police they aren't free to leave until they show identification, that's illegal.
They just can't roll in and stop everybody there. That's a fishing expedition.
I should point out, the cameras don't capture everything that happened over these 2 nights. Boston Police had just begun its body camera program 2 months before, and not all districts were assigned to wear cameras yet. Some officers there were on overtime, and body cameras aren't yet required for those shifts. So knowing that, I asked the Boston Police Department and Mayor Marty Walsh's office why the stops were made and if they saw any issues with them. They did not answer those questions directly.
Well, then, what do the mayor and police department have to say, Allie?
Both the mayor's office and a Boston police spokesperson talked about a rise in violent crime in the area in the months before the operation. Police say back then they had heard more neighborhood complaints, too. Mayor Walsh was asked about this on Radio Boston yesterday. His response was that the operation happened over a year ago and that the controversy surrounding it has been, quote, rehashed and told many times. Of course, these records were only released just this month because of the ACLU lawsuit.
I appreciate everyone saying that, you know, focusing on what happened last summer. But if anyone that will walk down the street there and saw it, there was a lot of people put in harm's way, including people that were sick and suffering from addiction on the sidewalk there.
Police Commissioner William Gross recently said that the department has spent $3 million in overtime patrolling the area, and a police spokesperson says the department now has high visibility patrols 24/7 down there, along with a new police outreach team. So Radio Boston host Tiziana Deering asked Walsh, with so many officers in that area still, would he be concerned if he found out Boston police were stopping people now with the same possibly unconstitutional approach seen in the clean sweep videos?
They're out there because the community wants them. The Civic Association presidents were very upset with me, the fact even thinking about pulling back the police out there. So you might want to bring them on and talk to them about it.
I'll note I spoke to a couple of South End Neighborhood Association members who said what they're seeing now in terms of drug use and homelessness is about as bad as it was before Clean Sweep. And when I asked specifically about the appearance of unconstitutional stops, there wasn't a ton of concern.
What about other elected officials? What are you hearing from them?
So I spoke to City Councilor Andrea Campbell. She says she's disturbed that people's constitutional rights may have been violated, and that this underscores the importance of body cameras for transparency and accountability. She also thinks this gets at the question of, should officers be the ones showing up in areas like the South End?
I understand that the norm is to use a law enforcement response, but I think we're at a moment in time where we have to critically and thoughtfully think about other means and deciding what is the right response when it comes to cases of homelessness and or substance abuse.
Macklin, the constitutional law professor, says people have a right to hang out on a street corner without expecting to be harassed.
This is not East Germany. It's not the old Soviet Union. Whenever an individual walks up to you and a government official says, let me see your papers. That's not America, or at least it's not supposed to be America.
The lawyers point out that a violation of constitutional rights can happen anywhere, in any Boston neighborhood, and to anyone.
Okay, WBUR's Ellie Jarmining, thanks a lot.
Thank you.